let's go to the movies.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Everybody has their troubles. And I've had mine.
It's not easy for her to close a cabinet.
He's incredibly neat.
She's brave.
He's brilliant. She's very competitive.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely not a good time to be a Nazi.
That's right. It is officially award season in Hollywood. The Hollywood Foreign Press is out with their annual Golden Globe nominations, and it's going to be an interesting one. For more on who's on top and who's not, I got a hold of NPR's pop culture correspondent and host of the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour, Linda Holmes. And we started with the biggest headline from this year's nominees, Netflix.
Well, only maybe 3 years ago, they were really trying with a film called Beasts of No Nation that had Idris Elba in it to kind of establish themselves in scripted, like, movies, not documentaries, but scripted films. And now, only 3 years later, they, 4 out of the 10 Golden Globe nominees for Best Motion Picture in comedy and drama, 4 are Netflix. In drama, 3 out of 5, The Two Popes, Marriage Story, and The Irishman. And then over in comedy, Dolomite Is My Name, which is the Eddie Murphy movie. Mm-hmm. So they had more than twice as many nominations in movies as the next distributor, which is Sony. So they dominated on the movie side, and they also managed to eke out a much closer edging out of HBO and on the television side. But they really, really have come a long way in terms of these nominations.
Oh, how the times have changed, right?
For sure. I mean, I think there was a time when people wondered, you know, was Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or whoever really capable of being a player in awards type of movies? And I think that question is done.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk about A Marriage Story, which seems to be leading the pack with the highest number of nominees so far. Give us a little synopsis of this film. What did you think of it?
I love this film. It's a story about a couple played by Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. They are going through a divorce. You kind of meet them when they're right at the beginning of that process and follow it through. It's often a very brutal, difficult story, just emotionally. But I think it's very well acted. It's got this supporting performance from Laura Dern as a divorce attorney. And it's really, really a fine film from Noah Baumbach, who's a pretty well-established indie director and writer. So, you know, it's very much something you could have seen as a regular indie film had it not been on Netflix.
Right. Okay, what about on the TV side? Any surprises there?
Absolutely. I think there are a couple of shows. One is The Morning Show from Apple TV Plus, which is the new, obviously, Apple streaming service, which is such Golden Globes bait. This is the one that has Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell. And, you know, you always have to take the Golden Globe nominations and awards with something of a grain of salt. And one of the reasons is they are kind of addicted to rewarding big celebrities. Mm-hmm. And this is such a Golden Globes kind of show. And they gave it a bunch of nominations. The reviews of this show have been kind of fair to middling at best, probably. And they were really into this show and nominated Aniston and Witherspoon and the show. And, you know, I think that has been a big surprise to people.
So overall, you described this year's nominees as whimsical. What do you mean by that?
Well, so for example, the Golden Globes nominated Cate Blanchett for her performance in a film called Where'd You Go, Bernadette, which is an adaptation of a Maria Semple novel that did very well. The film kind of came and went. A lot of people didn't pay very much attention to it. But here are the Golden Globes popping up and nominating Cate Blanchett for this performance. You know, she's Cate Blanchett. Like I said, they have their people that they love. They also keep nominating this show called The Kominsky Method, which has Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin. And it's kind of the same thing. It's these beloved actors who everybody kind of is fond of, but you get nominations that kind of feel like, oh, for that? Same thing with the Hulu miniseries adaptation of Catch-22, which George Clooney has a supporting role in and is an executive producer on. But not a lot of people paid a lot of attention to it, except the Golden Globes. Here they are.
Is this what you mean when you describe the Golden Globes as weird?
It is to a degree. And you always have to remember, as I said, this is a group of about, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is a group of about 90 people, some of whom have more experience than others. It's a very kind of odd organization. It's a small number of people. You can't assume too much off of these nominations. They're always strange, and they always pick things out that nobody else is really interested in, which sometimes is great and sometimes is just weird.
Yeah. All right. So last question for you. People say, of course, that the Globes are, you know, a bellwether for who's going to be at the big game at the Oscars. What do you think?
I don't think that's really the case. What you want to watch for with Oscar prognosticating is the guilds. You want to watch for the Screen Actors Guild, the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild, because those are essentially subgroups of Academy voters. Mm-hmm. These folks giving out these awards are not Academy voters. So other than the sort of general idea of momentum in the awards season, it has nothing to do with anything. So these I would not pay too much attention to. Start watching when the guilds start giving their awards.
Gotcha. All right. NPR's Linda Holmes, thank you so much.
Thank you.